Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The future is looking brighter for young people with dreams of attending college thanks to a group of blinded veterans. For over 30 years, the Blinded Veterans Association has offered scholarships to dependent children, grandchildren, and spouses of blinded veterans and others. One recipient, Callie Santos, said, "My wonderful experience and personal growth at Florida Southern College would not have happened if it had not been for the support, generosity, and financial assistance through the Blinded Veterans Association Scholarship Fund." To learn more, visit bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We're on the move. Yes, we are. This is Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we're on the move. Yes, no stopping us now. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome aboard. If you missed the first hour, well, you can always go to our webpage, and check us out. By the way, just so you'll know, if you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, that's how you get on our page. Well, blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look us up. If you miss any shows, they're all there, about 300 past shows. This show, as you know, is live, but we archive the show. A couple hours after the show goes off the air, we archive it, and it's there for, who knows, the next couple of years. So right now, we have with us on the air, joining us for the second hour, we have Gary Sinclair, co-host, Lynn Golder, co-host, guest co-host, Terry Willard, and just join us, Vince, Big Vince.
Vince Beatty.
Vince Beatty.
Vince, if you can hear us, please unmute yourself.
Vince, can you hear us?
There he goes.
Vince, did you bring any pizzas with you?
No.
Vince is having a problem. Vince, if you're having a problem, then call in the studio.
Right. Give them the number to call in.
The phone number to call in for Vince or anybody else is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to be talking this hour a reference to blind musicians. We have Terry Willard, and we're talking about his love for different kinds of music. His passion. He's going to try something new now. Classical, right, Terry? Then we go into classical. Is that right, Terry?
Well, Terry's with us.
Yes, I'm still
Terry,
with you.
There you are, Terry.
Yes, I'm still with you. Yes, I'm going to try to do a classical arrangement now.
Yeah, here you go. And then we have David will be joining us. And David always likes pop and country. And then we have, if he can get us on, he can get us on the air. We have Vince Beatty. I forgot to ask him. He's any Warren. I wonder if he's related to Warren Beatty.
I think you asked him that last.
Did I ask him
that? Came on.
He's from Philadelphia, though.
So, David, if you're listening, you can pop on anytime.
Yeah, David, you can join us. Anyway.
Was it? Yeah, Vince is pretty famous, too, back in his day.
Who?
Vince.
Vince. What do you think?
Who's coming on the show? Didn't he used to play on the road? Or is that another one I'm thinking of?
But maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
He used to be on. He was on our show a few times doing the oldies. He
right,
loves doo-wop.
Right.
Okay. He loves doo-wop.
That's right. That's right. The doo-wop man.
He was on, in the Zoom room and he disappeared. So catch up.
Oh, Zoom. Terry.
Zoom.
You know, Terry. I had the opportunity.
Yes.
Meeting one of the greatest musicians of all time.
Who'd you meet?
Stevie Wonder. Not only that, after that, whenever he would come to Connecticut, we would always hang out together.
No kidding.
Stevie
Wonder? Another day.
Stevie Wonder,
like, yes.
I would like to know if there's anybody out there that has met a celebrity.
Yeah. Hey,
well, I got one for you right now, Terry. Lynn's going to read you something that she read to me before we went on the air. It was very interesting. She has the top 10 blind musicians of all time. Somebody wrote. One person wrote is an opinion.
It's not a computer.
And I'm shocked at some of the names that were left off. She's going to read the names, Lynn. The top 10 blind musicians. This is an opinion by this writer.
Right.
Of all time. Number one was Stevie Wonder. Well, that's a question. Some people would say Ray Charles, but Stevie Wonder was two. Ray Charles was two. Rod Clemens was three. I never heard of him. Rod Clemens.
Yeah. And
who's three? That was four.
Jeff Healey.
I never heard of him.
In Canada.
Jeff Healey.
And then Nobuyuki Tsuji, Japanese pianist. Number five.
Number six.
Oh, I've heard of her, Diane Shore. She's a jazz musician. Then number seven is Ronnie Milsap.
But he had some good big hits back in the 50s and 60s. Ronnie Milsap.
Number Number eight, Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli, he's big now. The Italian guy, yep.
And then Jose Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano, he's
good.
Jose,
yeah.
And then the last Terry Gibbs of Miami.
Terry Gibbs, right, Country Western. Yeah.
But somebody said, well, wait a minute. Willie Johnson.
They left off Willie Johnson, and my favorite, they left off Al Hibbler. They left Al Hibbler.
And Gilbert.
Yeah, Al.
So what would you say, Terry, if you're top 10? Well, forget the top 10. Who would you say is your top 5?
Order.
Who would you say is your top 5?
You already know. I mean, I got to put most of those names. I haven't even heard of those people. But
well, let's say the top 5 blind musicians.
I would have to put Stevie Ray Charles, the Italian guy. What's his name? Round number 7 on the list?
Andrea Bocelli.
There you go. And
Orlando,
I don't know too much about Jose Feliciano, but I know he was very successful in his career.
Al Hibbler is my favorite. He had some big hits. Al Hibbler back in the late 40s and early 50s. Al Hibbler was phenomenal.
Hey Terry, I got something for you. With Stevie Wonder, we actually had Michael knows, and you probably have met the man. We actually had and interviewed Stevie Wonder's manager. Remember that, Michael?
Oh, I remember.
Well, that was a long time ago. Long time ago.
We interviewed him.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Was with Blind Manners, I think.
We interviewed him. He told us pretty neat stories about Stevie Wonder and things he used to try to get away with and all.
He was his blind manager.
I can tell you some pretty unique stories about when I was with him. Like, oh, Terry, man, don't be tripping on me because you blind. It was dope.
Evening, guys and girls.
Hi, David.
Hey, Dave. Howdy, y'all. Howdy, buddy. I was just in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop in.
There you go.
Oh,
David,
there you go.
David, not to interrupt you, I said that you love pop music and country western.
And rock.
And, okay, hard rock. Is that true?
That's why I called in to correct you because
you
couldn't be further off. I'm afraid to say, Michael.
Okay, well, tell me.
I am primarily a jazz and blues guy. Although I love a lot of different styles of music, including I'm a big fan of reggae music, as well as all kinds of different.
It's a good thing you called in to defend yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I started off when I was a little kid. I started off at being a classical player. I never even used a pick until I was probably my teens anyway. And then I got hooked on the Beatles and Grand Funk Railroad, and it turned me into a rock and roller and a blues guy. But I still love classical too. So don't get me wrong. But
give me some classical tips.
I would love to be able to say I could, but I'm really not much of a classical player. I love it, but and of course guitar is a little bit different, but like Bach typically is the biggest, there's more stuff done by Bach on guitar probably than anything else known to man. So
yes, that's true.
But I mean, I love it, but I can't say I'm any good at it anymore. Plus the truth is, in order to be good at classical, you got to put in some time. You know, at least that's what I've found. It's not for the faint of heart. You know, something like, really good classical players that start off, they're practicing 4 or 5 hours a day sometimes.
Oh yeah,
it's nuts.
Hey fellas, here's my question, David. Here's my question to you: if you had Lynn Redoff top 10 by someone's opinion, give me your top 3. Blind musicians of all time. Who would you say? Top 3. Three happy blind musicians.
Well, of course, you'd have to say Stevie, probably Ray Charles. And then I suppose as far as top musicians would be Jose Feliciano. But there's a bunch of really good ones, including a great guitar player that's that I talked to, a ham operator fellow named Raul Madone. Maybe you might know him, Terry, up there. I think he lives in Pennsylvania, but he's got a few albums. He's really good. It's kind of a
Is he a guitar singer. Player?
He's a guitar player, yeah. And
I know who he is. I think he's got this cut, Badass and Blind.
Could be. Before we hang up, somehow or another, I've got to somehow or another get your email so we can communicate, Terry.
Sure. So. Yeah, but I know who he is.
Yeah, your
but
voice
he's
is
not, he's not a mainstream artist. He's an independent artist, though, right?
I couldn't tell you.
But he's independent.
He does a lot of different styles of music, though. He's really good.
Yes.
He tours all over the world, blind guy. It's awesome.
So here's my question.
Who would you say the three top blind musicians are?
But nobody mentioned Al Hibbler.
Nobody knows Terry. Who he is.
Terry, how okay. can you not mention
now,
Al
wait
Hibbler?
A second. For all of you, wait a second. Chris Shaw. You listening, Chris Shaw?
I'm all ears.
Can you pull up Al Hibbler? He's got a couple big songs that he had, top songs in the country.
Sure.
I forget the names. Now I'm drawing blank. Al Hibbler.
Songs is different.
Pull up a couple of his big hit songs. They're in the computer. Al Hibbler.
Hey, Terry.
Are you saying Hibbler?
Al Hibbler.
Okay. I'm going to look him up, too.
No, Chris will pull him up.
All right.
Terry,
okay, so let's do
Garner.
My favorite piano player is Earl Garner in jazz world. And
wait a second. Fellas, let's do Chris.
So what about
song, Chris?
What about this song right here?
After the lights go down low, baby, you know there'll be no reason.
Not that song. Forget that one. That's not a big one. But I want to hear some of his other songs. He had some great songs. Al Hibbler.
No,
that's a new one to me there, buddy.
Is Hibbler.
Make some other songs. That was not one of his big songs. Al Hibbler's got two big songs I wrote. One was called, I think, oh, God. Everybody Made It. He was the first one to make the song.
The Unchained Melody.
Oh, Unchained Melody. Unchained Melody. Unchained Melody was his first big hit.
Right.
Wow.
He was the first one to ever make the song.
Chris is sitting there going, yeah, right. Like he knows.
No. I saw it when it pulled up, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Play Unchained Melody first. That's what people know who they sang. He was the first one ever make this song, Unchained Melody.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. This is this guy singing the song.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
Press star 1 to claim host privileges for this meeting.
Your
love. Press star 6.
That's enough,
mute
Chris.
Or unmute yourself.
All right, so.
Mitchell, that guy is Al Hibbler.
What? Now, do you know who Al Hibbler is?
No.
Listen,
did you hear me,
no.
Michael?
Mike Lynn.
I said that goes back before Errol Garner's time.
Yes, 1 second, Terry. Yes, Chris.
All right, so we got your guest caller that was supposed to be on the phone line with us. He's on the line now.
There we go.
But in
okay,
the, we need to take our break in about 20 seconds.
But let's go to break. We'll come back. I want to talk more about Al Hibbler, and then we'll talk to Vince.
All right.
We're going to break.
So Vince is on. Vince, hold on. Don't go anywhere, Vince.
Radio show.
All right.
Thank you.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. I've learned that it takes years to build up trust and only seconds to destroy it.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Folks, we're talking right now with a few fellas that are visually impaired blind about music. These are musicians. Just joining us right now is Vince Batke. Vince, you there?
Beatty.
Vince Beatty. No relative of Warren Beatty. You there, Vince?
No, Vince. Vince hung up. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Vince hung up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Chris, you must have made him mad.
Chris would never make anyone mad. He has such positive energy.
Listen, when we were talking about blind artists, I had Peter to call in, and he said Art Tatum. He was partially blind. He wasn't all the
way
blind.
That's right.
But Art Tatum was partially blind.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, yes. He was another great player.
He was incredible.
You know what, folks? I'm talking to our audience now. If you have any blind musicians that you thought we left out, call in now and discuss it. We might have left out somebody that you like that are blind musicians. 407-894-1680. My favorite would be in the top 10 would be Al Hibbler. What's yours? Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. It's a 1-2, whoever you like better, Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder, 1-2.
I wish somebody would call in and say Terry Woolard.
Well, you know, I was reaching for the phone. I was going to say you're one of my top favorites, too.
See, I really was hoping that you guys would play something on the air, but I know David doesn't like to play in Zoom.
Especially with my phone, it would probably not sound so good. But
people, our audience doesn't realize how talented you both are, really are. So
we have Terry, do you play? You say you play the piano.
I play piano.
Okay, and David plays the guitar.
Yeah,
now
I'll
we need a drummer.
Anyway.
Now we need a drummer. Is there any blind drummers out there?
You got me. I'm not blind, I can drum.
There you go. Hey, actually, Vinny.
But you're not blind. We need
a percussion player.
But we can blindfold him.
Right.
We can blindfold him.
Right.
And then he can play.
That is a good question, Michael. Does anybody know of a blind drummer?
You know what? I went to school with a blind drummer. When I was a little kid, in my early teens, elementary school, Bill Elliott. It was a great drummer here locally, and really got me into playing a lot. So I know there are blind drummers out there.
I mean, you got to remember where the drums are at. Got to remember where your top hats are at and your cymbals.
Pretty much all the people that are blind are singers or guitar players, right? Maybe anything else? They play the piano too?
Well, keyboards, of course, yeah. Now, Stevie, of course, he got really famous for being a harmonica player.
Correct. That was his first hit. Fingertips.
A lot of people don't know that Stevie Wonder's main instrument is the harmonica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Harry, you like the harmonica.
Well, you can definitely get sounds out of that a lot of people can't. You know, it's pretty incredible.
Triplets and the way he plays. I mean, every time I pick up my harmonica and try to play, and then I listen back to him, I was like, I just put it back down.
Did
you know this, folks? Did you know that Stevie Wonder's first hit that he had? One side was called Fingertips 1, and the other side was called Fingertips 2.
Yeah.
Both. The whole song was Fingertips 1, and the other side was called Fingertips 2.
David, you had a question for Terry?
I did. I was going to ask Terry that I know you're going to be getting into doing some classical music. I was wondering, is it you're playing other people's music? The old classics, or are you going to be writing something like in a classical style? I wonder if you do any Braille music.
I don't know how to read Braille.
Okay.
Braille
music would be out of the question.
Yeah, of course. But I'm going to link up with some guys around here that really knows the classical world, because basically what I want them to do, I'm going to show them the piece that I'm working on. Then I need them to tell me, okay, this part should be, say, the clarinets. This part should be the strings. This should be the flutes. This should be the oboe. And then I can figure out the risk on my own. So right. That's basically what I need. And then also the, I don't know if they call them drums, but drums in classical music. So I like to know when I should accent and when I shouldn't accent and, you know, things like that. So that's where I'm at with it.
I gotcha. Yeah. The various percussion and whatnot.
Exactly.
I just had a caller to call in, and he said, I believe he said Ronnie Millsap and Charles. Charles, I can't think of the last name he said, but Ronnie Millsap was one of them. He said we forgot him as a great blind musician.
Yeah, actually we were talked about him, but I don't know if we said it on the air, but Ronnie Millsap is a great one.
Yeah, we were discussing him.
I actually own his old CD player. Weirdly enough, I bought it off of eBay, and a guy sold it to me, and he told me it was Ronnie's player. When I got it, the remote control has Braille on the back of it.
You know what I own? You know that Fingertips album that you were talking about, Michael? I don't know if Michael's still there or not. But anyway, Stevie Wonder autographed that one for me. I have like the
Holy
real
cow.
Old. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
Oh, actually, he autographed a few things for me.
That's unreal.
Old scrapbook. And I have pictures. I have pictures of him, you know, me standing there with him. Tons of pictures with
him. That's
me. Man, Stevie Wonder
is authorized.
Stevie Wonder is a great musician. Some of the things that he played over the years, it's just like, wow. It's just amazing. So I was just throwing this one in.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we're gonna do a song taken from my album.
Oh, that's
Jazz
the great
Soul with Stevie.
I think he was what, 12, 11, 13, somewhere right around here.
Around, I guess probably 12,
13. Come on, yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down, do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's remember that.
Oh, yeah. At that young age, that he's doing with the harmonica.
Stevie Wonder and Fingertips.
I know, we're talking about all these great famous people. I was wondering if there's about anybody out there that met Stevie Wonder, too.
I met him when he was 12.
I know you met him. I'm talking about any celebrity. I would like to hear other stories about people meeting great celebrities, great artists, you know?
He's the only blind musician I ever met when I was sighted.
I met David. That's exciting enough, right?
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
What about you, David?
Well, I've never met any, aside from Raul Madone, which I mentioned, I've talked to him on the radio, actually, on the ham radio, but a number of times. But the only real famous person I can say that I've met several times, weirdly, strangely enough, Weird Al Yankovic. You know of it? You know?
Hey, Weird Al.
Is he an actor?
Weird Al, I've met a couple times. We've got mutual friends. Okay.
Yeah, he's very weird but great.
But he is the nicest guy too. He really is a cool fellow. So kind of a strange one to pick, but I enjoy his music and he's a hell of a nice fellow, nice guy.
Yes, I don't quite know who he is, but I certainly take your word for it.
The way I found out about Weird Al back in 1989, 1990, when Michael Jackson did the album Bad, and he came out with that first song, Weird Al went behind him and covered it with a different version of it called You Know I'm Fat.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Right, right.
He's a satirist.
I know exactly.
He does songs,
yeah,
and the satirical things to him, and the people that he does copies of songs of, they almost all the time really like his stuff too.
Right. I think he did Madonna's.
Like one or two people that didn't.
I had a lot of great people call me. Tina Marie held my hand and sang Fire and Desire. I have a lot of pictures of her.
Wow.
Tina Marie, now she's sexy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's dead now, but she was sexy.
She died. I didn't know Tina Marie died.
She's less sexy now.
Quite a few years.
When did she die?
I don't know. Chris, you can help us with that. When did Tina Marie die? I mean, at least, what, 8-9 years ago?
Yeah, when you said, I was excited, I was going to have her on our rock and roll show.
You said Marie. Tina Marie?
Really? Yeah, Tina Marie.
She died, I want to say, about maybe 3-4 years ago. It wasn't long.
Longer than that. Why don't you look it up?
Let me pull it up. In the meantime, we got our good friend Carol from Brunswick, Georgia, on the phone line. Brunswick.
Well, all right.
Carol, are you there?
Carolyn.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Gary and Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm enjoying the show.
Como ye? Como te
I called in to Como say esta? I met Babyface.
Oh, you met Babyface.
How's it going, Carolyn?
She said she met Babyface.
Yeah, I met Babyface.
There it is.
Yep.
Oh wow!
Wait a minute! Who did you meet?
The monster.
Who did you meet?
Babyface.
Who's that? I don't know who Babyface is. Yeah. Tell us who Babyface is.
He's a singer and also producer, and he partially on the record company anyway. So he had artists like.
Had a stream of hits around the '90s. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the name is Babyface?
L.A.M. Babyface. He produced Whitney Houston.
Yep.
My goodness, is a whisper. I mean, mm-hmm. So many people.
How did you, Carolyn, how did you meet her?
Him.
Oh, him.
Actually, he had an album release party that I went to, and I took a picture with him also. Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, actually, it was Babyface had the chance to meet you, right?
Right.
Right.
That's why he was lucky to meet you.
I know. Carolyn, I'm not supposed to have favorites, but you're certainly one of mine. You're right on the top of the list.
Nice.
Oh,
it's
that's
true.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's even nicer when I don't have to lie. It's
you're
true.
My favorite.
I always put a smile on my face when I hear a call.
Thank
and
you so much for calling in, Carolyn.
Brown.
Carolyn. Thank you,
Carolyn.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Brown, who you know.
Thank you.
We should play Sweet Caroline.
Maybe
she's
somebody
so
else,
sweet.
Maybe somebody else can call in with a story about how they met a famous person.
Yeah,
I never even heard of Babyface.
Love you.
Oh, yeah. Incredible producer.
We need to get him out more, don't we, Terry?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay, see you now. Wait. Stop the show. Stop here. I'm going to play my trivia right now because you're all going to be surprised at my trivia. Get my trivia ready because you will not be able to know who's singing this song. And it's not one of my oldie songs.
Chris is shocked.
That's right. This is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's not from the 50s.
Yeah.
This song here, I love this
song. I was totally shocked off of this one.
It must be 61 then.
Let's listen to this song and tell me who's singing. I want to know who's singing this song. Who is singing this song, right now, this song? Who's singing it? This is my favorite song. Listen. 407-894-1680.
You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew. Although she's dressed up to the nines. Sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at here. looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence.
I kept my promise. 894-1680.
Don't keep your distance.
Right.
Who was singing that song? A great performer.
I never heard that song. Never heard that song in my life.
You never heard that song before?
Come on, Gary. Come on, Gary. Are you serious?
No, I never heard that one.
Terry, did you ever hear that song? Terry?
Me? No, that was one of those songs where you have a hard time falling asleep.
Terry, you never heard that song?
No.
She's a... Wait.
Did you ever hear that song?
She's a well-known pop artist. Very well-known pop artist. She hit the scene. She hit the scenes right around... Mike, you're going to say the name, Mike. Don't say it, Mike. Stop, Mike. You're going to say the name.
It's from a famous musical. That's why I know it. Yeah.
But she's a...
What does it fall under?
She's a very...
It was not a musical. It was a big song on the top... It was a top 10 song on the charts. Top 10.
Yeah.
And this song came out...
So don't say, I like only oldies.
What does that fall under? What kind of music?
It falls under pop.
She falls under pop.
The artist herself.
I like pop.
She falls under pop. But this song came out, I want to say, right around in the 90s. I believe it was the 90s when the song came out.
You got to be kidding me.
Right. That's the killer part for me.
1996.
And Mike chose this song from 1996.
Yep.
Michael Jackson saying, that's smelly, man. I really don't feel that one.
So who knows? Anybody know it? I'm going to give the title. I'm give the honor, so nobody knows it. I'm going to tell right now. 407-894-680.
Mike, let me do this. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to pull up her popular song that everybody knows. And then when you say, Chris, give the answer, then I'll let it. And watch, I was shocked.
Yeah, I only know that from like the musicals type things.
Well, I'm glad I met the other one. I ain't heard it.
I cannot believe it. That song was big. And I didn't play an oldie song.
It was a big song, but it wasn't that big. Because look, remember now, 1996.
On the charts, it was top 10 on the charts.
It was?
Yeah.
Maybe the movie.
No, I'm selling records.
It must have been a soundtrack or something.
Yeah, that's it.
It was on the soundtrack. I believe it did hit on a movie.
No callers calling in.
All right, okay.
Nobody's calling in.
All right, you ready for me, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah.
Even Carter got it, and Carter just walked in the building. Oh wait, now I got the phone line. I got the phone line now.
You know that one.
Okay. Since you don't know the artist.
Wait a second. Chris went to the trouble of playing that.
The point is, that was an easy song to know. I can't believe it.
Okay, wait. Mike, I got your good friend from Valley Forge calling in. He said he knew who it was before we even went forth and played the second song. You ready for him?
Well, let's hear it.
Valley Forge. Let's hear it from Valley Forge. Who is it?
Let's hear it.
Our good friend Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Rob, how you doing?
Robert. It's old Robert. Hey, Robert.
I know the answer
Robert,
to this.
Robert. We miss you, Robert.
Yeah.
Yep. Robert. I know the answer to
Robert
this because I walked to this on my treadmill.
Robert. Welcome.
That would be Madonna.
You're right.
I don't know.
You're right, Robert. Robert.
It is
Madonna, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway. Robert, we missed you.
Yeah, we have, Robert.
You there,
Robert?
I think he got disconnected. But, Robert, give me a call back, Robert.
I think he said he was on his treadmill.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was on his treadmill, and he was trying to call in, but he said he had to stop.
Oh, God.
He said he had to stop the treadmill. And get off.
He might have ran out of. He may have ran out of coverage.
I hope he didn't fall down. Not funny.
He was running so fast on that thing that he ran right out of his cell.
He used to call in a lot, Robert from Valley Forge.
Ran the battery down.
Robert's a listener from way back.
Way back.
Oh yeah.
Listen.
That's true. A dedicated fan there.
That's nice.
And he used to like that my cooking recipes.
Madonna. I was shocked when I heard it was her. I said, that can't be Madonna. I never knew she could sing no good.
Right, because
she used to listen.
She's a pop artist, and it's kind of different sometimes with pop artists when it comes to singing, especially in that R&B world from singers and stuff that we known for. So when Madonna did that song, we actually got a chance to hear her vocal expansion. It wasn't just that she couldn't sing, but it was the dynamics of her vocals and how she sang the song.
Chris, it reminds me of Lady Gaga because you know, some of the pop genre, but then when she gets really serious, she's got an amazing, amazing voice.
Right.
And she sings as tunes with Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, she was great with Tony Bennett. Yeah.
That was
What's going on with Tony Bennett these days?
He's 96 years old.
He's got
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he did his last show. I forget where it was. It might have been Radio City Music Hall, but one of the big halls. And he did with Lady Gaga, and they did a special where he with Alzheimer's. He's really lost. he has a really difficult time, but. When it comes to music, his memory comes back completely. And, like, once he walks out on stage with the lights going, he's good.
Yep.
He's good to go. But
wow.
But otherwise, like, home and doing other things, he has a real difficult time. So, like, you can't give him decisions to make. You just have to say, we're going to do the song. And
didn't he do something last year, Dave?
I'm going to tell you what I think it is. What I think it is.
Wonder a lot, too, didn't he?
Last year, he did something.
What I think it is that when you got a lot of music and stuff that you love, what a lot of people that deals with Alzheimer's, it's a lot of stuff that's in the long-term memory bank. The short-term, they forget a lot, but that long-term and some of the stuff that they know and love and really cherish, it sits there and they revert back to it. So when the lights come on, lights, camera, action, that's what he's accustomed to, and it just comes to him with no problem.
They're using that a lot more too. Music senior centers.
Music therapy, very big.
They even have like bands that they've put together in some of the bigger facilities and stuff. I've seen them like on news reports and stuff. They've talked about it how music can really change their lives around.
Hey, how do you think the Rolling Stones keep going?
that is a total mystery, but possibly caffeine and other things.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We're going to go to break. We've got time for a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to come right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer, Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And right now in the studios, we have Terry Woolley. We have David Hillebrand. We have Gary Sinclair. We have... what's your name?
Lynn Golder.
And we have me.
And Chris Shaw.
My name is Michael. And we have Chris Shaw.
And we need to thank everybody.
And we want to thank everybody for coming on today.
What's a party?
It was a party. And listen, folks, hope you like today's show. This is a different show. It's supposed to be very light today.
I like it.
Talking about music, talking about blind musicians. And, I learned something today. I never knew who Babyface was.
And we learned about Al Hibbler.
The only Babyface I ever heard, he was a Babyface was a during the 1920s.
The mobster. Babyface Nelson.
That's the only Babyface I knew.
That's who I thought she meant.
I learned who Al Hibbler was today.
I know. Me too.
And I learned about the pianist. I forgot Garner.
Earl Garner.
Earl Garner.
That was interesting.
I think Terry and I should start a band and call ourselves the Blind Spot.
Yeah, and I learned
about the Ink Spots. They were a good group, Ink Spots.
Yeah, what should we call
it? You have to make sure that
the Blind Spot.
Yeah.
Blind Spot.
Yeah.
I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week, along with co-host Sheila Young and Beverly Bonert from Lighthouse Central Florida, and your calls and much, much more. You never know what's going to happen on Blind and Beyond.
That's
sure.
True.
Right? Right? There you go.
It is
right?
True.
We're full of tricks. We're full of tricks.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank
it was
you,
our
man.
Pleasure. Our pleasure to have
Terry
Woolard.
I've been
Terry Woolard. Dot herenow.com.
If you don't
want to learn about
I've been waiting on a show like this with you since we met, Terry, and I'm so grateful that we got you to fit into the schedule. So, hey, great having you, and I look forward to having many more for you to come through.
Oh, well, the pleasure is mine. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate that. And
I'll meet your wife.
Yeah, maybe next time I'll meet your wife.
She's so shy. Now, she should come on here and play. David, you would love to hear her. And she played the guitar. And
thank you.
She's really
That'd
great.
Be sweet.
We'll set it up. Yeah.
Well, I don't good know. I couldn't even get her to talk on the phone a few weeks ago.
I'm hoping that we can find a way to jam on via Zoom one of these days.
Yeah,
well, like I've been asking you to do it, so maybe we can. Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
So, Chris, you're going to take us out?
Take us out. Yep.
Take us out.
All righty.
Okay, thank you all. Listen, folks, it was great having you on. Listen, folks, don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay well. God bless you all.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We love you.
Thank you
be
all.
Safe.
Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Walk my way. And 1,000 violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.